The temps are warmer, you've mowed the lawn, and maybe even turned on the AC a time or two. It's definitely spring. So StealADealSBI.com is having their spring sale. Log on now and get local deals up to 50% off before they're gone. StealADealSBI.com. This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
The Hickory Point Bank Community Connection. Today they're talking about Contact Ministries. We say good morning to Jeff Rays. He's the Executive Vice President. Jeff, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you, my friend. Let's bring us up to date. You are involved with a number of different agencies. We're going to talk Contact Ministries in particular. Is that a part of the mission of Hickory Point Bank? Because I know we've talked with you about other organizations you're involved with, and I'm sure it's just not you. I'm sure it's something you urge your entire team out there at Hickory Point Bank to get involved in the community. Tell me about it.
Yeah, absolutely. All the institutions I've been with over the years, I don't think anybody articulates their values better than Hickory Point Bank, and more importantly, lives them out. We truly believe our success is contingent upon the success of the community. And one of the most important values that we have at the bank is to make sure that we are invested in the community and giving back. So getting involved with all kinds of organizations like Contact Ministries is important to the bank and to all of our people.
Yeah, Jeff, give me a little history. How did you become involved with Contact Ministries?
Well, Cindy and I were talking about that a little bit ago, and I knew it had been a while, but I had to do a little digging. I got invited to the board back in about 2006, 2007 by Ray and Bonnie Wright. And if Ray and Bonnie ask you to do something, particularly Bonnie, you're probably going to do it. Yeah. And so I got on the board. Unfortunately, soon after that, if you recall, Ray tragically passed. And then my involvement grew because a lot of his golf buddies, Joe Taraski is one. There were many others, too many to name, too many that I can remember. They wanted to put together a golf event to honor Ray. So I was the board liaison to that golf committee. So I was involved with that for many years. We raised a lot of money. And then after I left the board, I coached basketball at Christ the King for about 10 years. And every year we had our basketball team do a service program. So we went out to Contact Ministries on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving and handed out the Thanksgiving food basket. So been involved on the board and have supported them along with the bank for many years.
Again, this is Hickory Point Bank Community Connection, talking with Jeff Rays, the Executive Vice President. I'm going to talk to Cindy Drum in just a moment about Contact Ministries. Is there a golf outing? Have they already had it, or is it coming up?
August. So, and that's my newest involvement. So, Randy, I talked about the golf outing that I helped with many years ago. Randy O'Brien and his son Colin have reinstituted a golf outing. It's known as the Contact Impact. We've had it for several years. I can assure you, Randy has taken that golf outing to a much higher level. It's a fantastic event. August 18th. Is the date that Cindy told me. So, great event coming up a little bit later this summer.
Very good. We say good morning to Cindy Drum, Contact Ministries. We haven't talked to Cindy. I think the last time we talked to you might have been down in Isringhausen when they were helping your organization out. Tell us about Contact Ministries. What's it all about? What do they do?
Well, our mission is to daily serve the greater Springfield community by providing emergency and transitional shelter with life skills training, as well as food, clothing, financial assistance, and referrals through Christ, love, and compassion. Meeting basic needs while impacting lives for Christ is our vision.
So, Cindy, walk me through. I mean, is it for adults? Is it for women? Is it for families? What does Contact Ministries do? And do you have people who stay at the facility?
Absolutely. People live at that is their home. Contact Ministries is their home. Contact Ministries has been serving the Springfield community for over 45 years. We have two shelters in our building. First is our emergency shelter, which has 34 beds and 10 pack and plays. We are open from 8 p.m. I'm sorry, from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. 7 days a week. Then we have a second shelter, which is our transitional shelter, which is a long-term program shelter for women with children. We can provide shelter for 9 families at a time. Each family has their own room. This shelter is open 24 hours a day with daily life skill classes on how to get a job and cook a nutritious meal, just to name a few. Everyone who walks through our doors receives a hot meal, the ability to take a shower and do a load of laundry while sleeping in a clean, safe bed. We are the only emergency shelter for single women and women with children in Sangamon County and the surrounding 28 counties.
How long is the, again, remind me, how long is the average stay a mother and their children can stay there?
We have an emergency program, which is 30 days, but then we also have a long-term program, which is 6 months. It's so if they qualify and wish to stay longer, of course, we want them to get to be stable when they leave. That is our goal, not just to get them in and out, but when they leave, that they have no need to return, that we've got jobs, babysitting, schooling, things, basic needs that they have set up and in place, so when they move out on their own, that they can and will be successful.
So, Cindy Drum, can people, if you will, just walk in off the street, or they need to be referred by a particular agency or a court or something like that?
Both. People call us. They show up at our door, all of the above. So walk-ins are welcome. We have a process that we do go through, making sure that because we house children, we have a safety requirement. So we have to make sure anyone coming into our shelter is a safe person to be around children.
What type of donations do you take besides monetary donations? Do you take other sorts of donations?
We take all kinds of donations. Our biggest need is donated meals to our shelters because we feed up to 80 people, women and children, every night. So we always need donated meals. We always are in need of basic needs, toilet paper, paper towels, hygiene items, deodorant, razors, shampoo and conditioner. And then we always need volunteers, of course, to help us to facilitate and organize our donations and help with the women and children that live in our shelters.
Cindy, not necessarily clarify, but let's talk a little about some of these women with their children have come or have left a very, very abusive relationship where they need an alternative place to stay and so on. Tell me about, A, the people who work there to help, and B, the security that makes sure that some buddy they may have been involved with that caused this situation, that they're not going to, you know, try to reestablish a relationship?
Well, we have a lot of security. We have cameras outside and inside of our building. We have double lock systems through all of our doors. So once you get into one door, you have to be buzzed into another door. So it's not easy to access us just for that reason, to keep our women and children safe. When women and children walk through our doors, we feel responsible for them. I feel responsible for them. And when you hear their stories and their struggles, it can be overwhelming. And we have a saying at Contact Ministries, we always say, but God, with him all things are possible. And that is what gives us hope at Contact Ministries and allows us to meet basic needs while impacting lives for Christ.
Cindy Drum visiting with us, Executive Director of Contact Ministries. Do we see the need or the request for help increasing, or does it ever level off and, in fact, decrease?
There has been an increase in homelessness in Springfield and our surrounding, you know, all through the state and our country, as anybody who watches the news knows. I believe it's been affected by inflation for people on limited income, such as seniors and mothers with children. When your basic needs such as food and gas and rent are continually increasing, you quickly find yourself homeless. I also... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, go right ahead. I apologize. Go right ahead.
I also believe that we need a mental health hospital in our area. Oftentimes, mental health is dealt with by self-medicating drugs, alcohol, and that's not really the problem. The problem is mental health. And so until we get to the root of that problem, I think we will continue to see an increase in homelessness.
Again, you are in need of volunteers, obviously, to help sort donations out. You're in need of paper products, toilet paper, towels and plates, all basic hygiene, such as shampoos, conditioners, razors, and deodorant. But the biggest need you need are meals and toilet paper. How can people get involved? Can they just stop by, or can they send in a monetary donation? Give us an address as where they can do that.
Or they can drop things off at 1100 East Adams, Springfield. We're across from the new transportation station that is being built. Also, you can go to contactministries.com. We have a text to give that you can just give over online, so you don't even have to come in. You don't have to mail anything. You can just give a donation online. So both are appreciated.
Tell me, finally, if you will, Cindy, what's the involvement of the employees from Hickory Point Bank? How have they contributed to help the organization?
Well, as Jeff Ray said, his basketball team from Christ the King started helping us over 10 years ago with our big Thanksgiving basket giveaway. We started with 50 baskets, and now it's turned into 150 baskets. And so the kids and the coaches come and help. And so They help get the turkeys to the family's cars and things like that. The Hickory Point Bank employees, they're extremely generous with their time and energy and talents with Contact Ministries. They have given in many ways through the years, from basic needs, as the things I said, to financial donations. Their generosity helps and support allows us to continue to have open doors for women and children we serve in our community every day.
Jeff Rays, we've talked about the mission of Contact Ministries that you folks are very much involved in. Let's remind everybody where you are located, Hickory Point Bank, and what you provide. Every one of the financial questions that people have, they can get the answers at Hickory Point. Hickory Point, am I correct?
Absolutely. We're at 3131 Wabash. We're a full-service, true community bank here to serve all customers in the community, families, individuals, small businesses, large businesses. If you have wealth management needs, mortgage needs, we can help you out in any way. It's our goal to help you achieve your financial goals.
Cindy Drum, Jeff Rays, coming in today talking about Contact Ministries and what Hickory Point Bank does for that particular organization. Guys, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.